Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today in the podcast, we're talking about OpenAI and how they apparently can lose as much as $5 billion this year on training costs. Jaden, does that surprise you? What are your thoughts on this?
$5 billion is an astronomical number. And so I think when most people hear this, like, their jaw hits the floor. That is so crazy. And if you think about it, you know, they gave away 50% of the company to Microsoft for $10 billion. So this is only half of, like, it's like 25% of their company's, you know, valuation every single year that they're potentially losing. What does this mean? Is this sustainable? Where's this money going? We're going to cover all of that. Before we do, I wanted to say today's episode is sponsored by AI Hustle's school community. We started a school community about a month ago where Jamie and I share insider information into AI side hustles, how we personally are making money with things like Amazon, with things like creating content that we generate money from. You can use AI tools for it. We break down things that we don't share on the podcast, we don't share anywhere else, and we have custom and you know, special content that's only there. We would love for you to be in the community. We're, you know, in there chatting with people, talking with people. So we would love for you to join. It's $5. When we first launched, we had this set at $50. We've dropped it to $5 a month for a limited time. If you get in now, you can get locked in at the price. We're gonna slowly start raising the price to the point where we hit $50 again. We have over 80 people in the group already. It's an amazing community. We would love for you to join. The link is in the description. Okay, so as far as the $5 billion that OpenAI is losing, I think this is really interesting. This comes from, it's sort of like a leak on that from the information, which kind of publishes all these leaks. They always have really good insider information into OpenAI. It's one of the only, actually, it is the only news publication that I've like paid a subscription to because their leaks are so good and it's always related to AI a lot of the times. So yeah, they said that this is the financial data, $5 billion. If they're right, I think OpenAI most recently was valued at about $80 billion. So if this is the case, they're going to need to raise more money in the next 12 months or essentially they become completely bankrupt, which I don't think they are going to. Now, where is all of this money going? $5 billion is an astronomical amount of money. OpenAI might be one of the fastest growing companies in the world, but this is an insane amount of money. So right now, OpenAI's AI training and inference costs could reach, like, so $5 billion right now, they could reach up to $7 billion just this year. So if you're looking at like the last year, it was like $5 billion loss, but if by the end of the year, because their burn rate keeps going up, or, you know, their cash spend keeps going up, could reach $7 billion this year. And in addition to that, they're paying $1.5 billion right now in staffing costs. This is insane, or I think that's what they projected could hit by the end of the year. This is insane, but like, if you think about it right now, it's kind of a winner-takes-all market. And so you have Meta, Google, Anthropic, OpenAI, Apple, you have all the big players, and they are paying through their teeth, right? Like, we're seeing $500,000 salaries plus millions in stock options, trying to get the top AI researchers in. It's very competitive. So this could hit $1.5 billion. They have people overseas that are like looking at response AI responses and categorizing things. And this is a big endeavor. The other thing I wanted to bring up is it's not just OpenAI. This is an industry-wide problem. Right now, Anthropic previously projected that they were going to burn about $2.7 billion in cash as well this year. So things are getting very, very expensive. Jamie, do you think this is a sustainable business model?
Well, I mean, the whole tech space is very interesting. I feel like the people who are making out the best on this actually are probably the employees because they, like you said, they got a great salary. Plus, I'm sure they get shares of the company, and the whole goal of the company is to build it, to sell it to, you know, Microsoft or Google. You know, but it's just the whole idea of just burning through all this cash and not being profitable. It's potentially dangerous as well too. You know, they talk about the AI bubble being like kind of like the next .com bubble in a way. And I could definitely see that happening if a company doesn't get acquired, you know, that it's over, you know. So, but like I said, I think the people who are making out best are actually the developers and employees, because, you know, they're getting a great salary. Plus, if they are the winning company, then they have their shares as well, and they're, you know, and go buy an island in Fiji or something, you know. So, yeah, very interesting stuff. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, I mean, what you were saying about the employees, I think is a good point. We saw most recently, I think they did an $80 billion, or it was going to be 90, maybe it was down to 80 is what people are saying. It was going to be 90, and then Sam Altman got kicked out. There's a bunch of drama. Maybe they settled on $80 billion valuation. And they had a bunch of employees within the company do like a private share of sales. So essentially people were coming and buying them from the employees. It wasn't necessarily the actual company itself selling off shares. So this is kind of interesting. And yeah, like you're saying, the employees are making a ton of money from this. It's kind of interesting seeing some of the charts too of like NVIDIA employees. Same thing. If there's an employee that's been at NVIDIA for the last 10 years, their shares are worth like, I mean, like millions of dollars. They're like $5 million or something like that, which for your average person is a lot of money. You retire $5 million and be cruising. So I think you're right. How do, I guess off the top of your head, if we're seeing like insane spend, how are people listening going to be able to make money? How are they able to capitalize off this? Obviously, there's so much money in the market and in the industry right now. Where do you think like the value is, or for people that are trying to do side hustles or online businesses, like where's like some, I don't know, some value that you think people could make money from all of this?
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, learning how to use it is primarily the biggest way. And, you know, I think educating businesses, teaching businesses how to use AI to their advantage, so you can become an expert and one that can teach and market your skills to businesses. I think that's a huge way. I think there's going to be a lot of a demand for that moving forward. And I also think we've mentioned briefly here before the new wave of SEO. I think SEO traditionally will be kind of dead, and the new strategy will become, how can I get, you know, Gemini or OpenAI to pick up my business as a recommended, you know, search result, because people, you know, will no longer be searching through all the search results. They're just going to see the AI summary. So how can I hack the system and get my business listed there? If you can have a proven strategy for that, I think you are, have $1 million business on your hands for sure. So those are the
first. 100%.
Yeah.
I have a new interesting business agency side hustle that I think is going to be born from all of this. I'm seeing this being born more and more, but I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's really interesting. And that is the AI consultant, small business, medium-sized business, AI consultant agency. I'm seeing a handful of people do this, and I think that there's going to be a ton more. When you start seeing billions of dollars poured into an industry, the technology is getting very good. And it's because people are seeing a lot of really big improvements. We even have like JP Morgan, you know, Chase Bank, JP Morgan, they released their own chatbot, which has like, it's like a financial analyst that I think 50,000 of their employees use. Like, these AI models are getting very, very good. And the tricky part is you could have a company like JP Morgan Chase. They can spend millions of dollars to build and train their staff on, here's a brand new, you know, financial analyst. But if some boutique financial analyst company is trying to compete with them, all of a sudden now they're not just competing with, you know, this big company, they're competing with the big company on all their technology that they have kind of custom built. And so there comes this like beautiful place in the market where I think there's an opportunity to start essentially a AI consulting business. I think people like to really make this successful, I could be wrong, but I think you probably want to pick a specific niche, maybe one that you're familiar with, maybe the one that you've worked on in the past or where you're currently working, and figure out just exactly how AI is 10xing what's going on in that business, whether that's the staff inside of a company, whether that's the technology used to do something within that, you know, industry or niche, and going to all of the other businesses in that niche and essentially consulting and helping them bring their company up to speed. I think that there is massive opportunity for this. It reminds me of, I don't know, maybe this was like 10 years ago or maybe like 7-8 years ago. Tai Lopez, he was at the top of his game, if you remember. And he had this like course. I never took it, but I saw it, and I'm like, oh, this is an interesting like concept. And his course, I just remember seeing the ads, was like all about starting a social media agency where you went to businesses and you ran all the social media for the businesses and you sold them on like a couple $1,000 a month packages and you got all these business, whatever. Like that was like, I saw him like selling a course on how to do that. I don't really know how successful or useful it was, but at the time I started doing that because I'm like, oh, I'll figure this out on my own. And I did it for a number of businesses. It was kind of one of my first businesses. It was like a social media business, right? Running for a bunch of companies. And it was good, successful, charged thousands of dollars a month on for people to do that. I think the next version of this, and maybe even like social media businesses, like agencies like that use this, but I think it really is leaning into the AI angle and like telling companies, look, there's a lot of ways you can completely revolutionize your business. Becoming that consultant and knowing how to do it specifically in their industry, I think is a new business that we're going to see a lot more of in the future.
Absolutely. Totally. So if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to leave us a review. That really means a lot to us. And you can ask us questions on there. We love to answer them. But if you want, the best way to get a hold of us is by joining the AI Hustle school community. There's tons of like-minded individuals. I'm just reading this post from someone. They said they are a digital marketer in Washington, D.C., and they have been experimenting with Perplexity and ChatGPT and utilizing them in their marketing. So there's tons of like-minded individuals in this school community, and we'd love to have you be a part of it.